Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Every winter, people die from carbon monoxide poisoning. Yet the only treatment we have was developed a half a century ago.
It involves giving the victim high-pressure oxygen, but it doesn't always work in severe CO poisoning.
Scientists may now have stumbled onto an antidote with a protein called neuroglobin, which is found naturally in the brain and the retina. Lab studies revealed neuroglobin works by tightly binding to CO, thereby limiting its effects.
Carbon monoxide poisoning is lethal because it binds to the hemoglobin in our blood. This blocks hemoglobin's ability to bind to oxygen and deliver it to cells around the body. Deprived of oxygen, our tissues start to die and our organs suffer, especially the heart and brain, because they need the most oxygen.
However, when researchers injected neuroglobin into mice, within 5 minutes of giving them lethal doses of CO, almost 90% of the rodents survived. Scientists watched as their blood pressures returned to normal and their vital signs stabilized.
These mice received an engineered form of neuroglobin, which binds CO 500 times more tightly than CO does to hemoglobin.
In essence, its bond is so tight, neuroglobin was able to rip the CO from the hemoglobin, freeing the hemoglobin to bind to oxygen and do its job of delivering oxygen to organs.
The treatment is far from human trials, and there's also the challenge of producing large amounts of the protein. But this is the first promising advance of carbon monoxide treatment in 50 years. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.